It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Well, the roads sure are getting busier with farm equipment. Watch out for that this weekend, as farmers are expected to have a good stretch for planting the corn and soybean crops in many parts of our region. In central Indiana, there's no strong threat of rain for the next 6 days. Indianapolis is expected to get to 80 by Wednesday. Around St. Louis, there isn't a serious rain prospect until about next Thursday, and only this weekend are the highs not likely to be above 70. The same warm, breezy conditions that are drying the soils are creating a fire threat in several areas of our region around Omaha, Nebraska, and Council Bluffs, Iowa, for example. Folks are being urged to not do any open burning today. There's some sad news from Northeast Iowa this morning. Optimism has faded that the male bald eagle will return to that much-watched nest at Decorah, Iowa. The nest has a live-streaming camera trained on it around the clock, and there have been some 400 million views by people around the world of the eagles and eaglets there. The Raptor Resource Project that oversees that nest issued a statement last night that they do not believe the male, known as Dad Decorah, will be back to the nest. He went missing after a snow in that area just about a week and a half ago. They aren't sure what happened to the father eagle, but the experts do not believe he left voluntarily after fathering 31 eaglets there and having currently three in the nest. There are theories that Dad Decorah could have been hit by a car or might have gotten into trouble with power lines or perhaps could have been the loser in a fight with a younger male eagle. Officials of the Raptor Resource Center say the mom and dad bald eagles there at Decorah have been watched so much over so many years that they've become like family. In the Facebook statement put out by the center last night, they said, "Death and the succession of eagles is part of the natural order, but that doesn't make it any less sad when it happens. We watch the Decorah eagles and love them. But they belong to no one but themselves. Their lives are a gift we are privileged to share and to learn from." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a great weekend.